And I'm thankful for Peggy, who tells the world on Main Street out there to count their blessing one by one and uses the numbers one by one. Do you know what I'm talking about? What am I talking about? The church sign out front, which is out there, right? And she said she put one by one with numbers not because she ran out of O's and N's and E's, but because she thought it might attract a little bit more attention. And maybe somebody that wouldn't have paid attention to that sign would indeed count their blessings one by one. I'm thankful for Peggy, and I'm thankful for Billy, who keeps our books, and Nancy and Becky, who count the funds every week, and for Bob, who spends football season helping Person High School Rocket football team, their wideouts, learn to pick themselves up and dust themselves off when they miss a pass and try again. And I'm thankful for the way so many of you have called and asked and checked on Jackie and George Johnson as his time walking this earth draws to a close. There's so many others a part of this church family. But I'm thankful for others not in this church family. All of us live in houses or apartments whose boards were nailed together by crews of people we, for the most part, don't know or don't remember. Think of how many people were involved in getting the wood from the forest somewhere into your house. The people on the trucks and the people with the saws and the people at the mills and the people at the hardware stores and the people on the crews, all of those. And now you get to sit in a nice, warm living room. And some of us are going to eat a little bit this week. Some of us are going to eat some food, some of which was probably grown on a farm somewhere in Chile and picked by hand and sorted and washed and packaged, put on a truck to the port, loaded on a ship by a dockhand, sailed in the merchant marine to some port in the United States, offloaded into a warehouse where it got put on another truck, sent to a grocery store where a clerk helped, where someone put it on the shelves and someone else checked it out, and someone else shined the floors that we walk in. We never see them and they're invisible, but aren't we grateful for them? And isn't that what this holiday is kind of all about, this Thanksgiving, to thank all of those people, to thank all of the good gifts that ultimately come from God. And by the way, with all those people involved, no wonder food is so expensive. Gosh. So I wanted to spend some time expressing gratitude. There are so many thanks that could be given just within these walls. I didn't get to many of you who care for each other and serve each other and fix stuff and help stuff and build stuff, organize stuff and teach stuff. Some of you give a moment of time that no one will notice, but will last forever, the ripples coming out like a stone tossed into a pond. Some of you will give something physical that can be sat in or rode in or looked at. We have many gifts, and we are grateful. I hope this morning that I can spark a reminder to say thank you, even more to be thankful and to express it constantly, even to those you wouldn't ordinarily notice, but on whom you depend. Now look, I am not the official thanksgiver of this congregation. I'm not. If it was up to me, half of you are going to be offended because I didn't mention you this morning. My hope is to spark in you, remind us all to have the spirit of thankfulness and not just look at the things in the center of the table and those gathered around, but to look around the edges where the kingdom of God is at work and where there might be someone just really hoping that someone will notice and appreciate how they get up every morning and do something thankless. This morning's scripture, which I will admit doesn't seem to have much in common with what I've just spent the time talking about, is an old story. One of the oldest. Noah and Mrs. Noah and their extended family get off the ark after the world has been washed clean of the evil that dwelt in mankind's hearts and then continually. And morning breaks like the first morning and God is worshipped. Covenants are established. A rainbow is put in the sky. God says to go forth, to be fruitful, to multiply, to go into every corner of the earth. And remember, whenever you see a rainbow, that God might cause a lot of rain to fall, but never again will the whole earth be destroyed by a flood. I hope that you'll tell that story. I hope you'll look up the rest of that story. I didn't want to make Chris talk all that much, you know. But it's such a good story, and it's one that our children need to hear, that God loves us, that God saved all of animal life and humankind. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving together. And then we're going to have to resist a little bit. Because it doesn't take long for consumeristic, materialistic culture to creep into our contented Thanksgiving, right? And start to say, you don't have enough. You're not ready yet. It's Black Friday. Come bust a door. Come bust a competitive shopper over the head with a flat screen TV so that you can get it and they won't, right? That's what's going to happen. But we're not people of the world. We're people of God. We can remember to be thankful. We can be grateful for our neighbor, not in competition for scarce deals. We can listen to friends. We can share delicious food with family. We can even open our hearts to strangers, especially those who might be struggling with things that even some of us struggle with: loneliness, cold, hunger, isolation, poverty, violence, mental illness, chronic pain, loss of a spouse, bereavement, disease, cancer. And we can remind one another that God provides for our every need, but God instructs us to share. I want to leave you with something in closing, an old ancient parable that's not in the Bible, but I heard it one time, and it goes like this. There's a small number of people who are gathered around, and they're like the last people on earth, and it's just sort of a place of torment, and they're miserable, and they're gathered around when the parable opens, this deep, infinitely deep pit. And in the middle of the pit is sort of a spire, and on the spire is a bowl of soup. It's food right in the middle. And the pit is big enough so you can't jump across to it. You can't reach it. But each of the people has a giant spoon that is affixed to their hands. And the spoon is long enough to reach across the pit and scoop out some soup, some of that food in the bowl. But as you can imagine, if you have like a 6-foot spoon and it's affixed to your hand, you can't get it to your mouth. It's actually a description of hell. I've heard it described as that, an analogy for hell. Really, it's right there. And then people, they're hangry, you know? Anybody get hangry? Hungry and angry mixed together? They're hangry, and so they start to fight with each other and splash each other and break their sticks and get really mad at one another until one of the people realizes that she can reach across the chasm, scoop out some soup, and offer it to their neighbor, and the neighbor can drink, and the neighbor is restored. God has provided the food for us, but God has also given us the commission to share. And it is only when we share with one another that we're all able to eat enough. I hope that you remember that story, if you remember nothing else that I said. God saved the people and the animals on the ark, but it's up to them to follow God's direction and take a spirit of love and mutual care throughout the earth. We will see that the spirit is challenged. It doesn't take long in Genesis after the story of Noah's ark for all heck to break loose and people are fighting back again. It's like a Thanksgiving meal that turns to divisive politics right before dessert. But God keeps trying to love, to share, to extend grace. God invites us to do the same. God keeps trying. God expects our thanks. I wonder if we will answer the challenge. I wonder, will we keep trying to share God's grace? Be thankful this Thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we come to our time of prayer, I thought it especially fitting that we would share a few prayers from our preschoolers. At McMahon, we would do this almost every week. The preschoolers shared prayers of Thanksgiving in the past weeks, and Pam has collected some of those and shared them with me. Now, when I read some of these, you're going to go, aw, because they're so cute, and some of them are funny, and so it is, they're endearing, right? But also, we're giving these children space to learn how to pray, And that's what's important to them, these prayers that they offer thanks for. And so there's something endearing and there's something also sacred. And so today we thank God along with Amelia for her family and for chocolate hearts, for butterflies and jellyfish because they are helpful, says Audrey. Raiden says, we thank God for Egypt and all the stuff we get from Egypt. Cole thanks God for Bowser because he goes psst and he blows fire and I don't know what that means, but we thank God for it. Lee might be the only one in this whole community that thanks God for snakes. Luke thanks God for a big green airplane. Cole for a horsey and an octopus because Cole, you see, loves animals. Jaden says, thank God for my sister because her is nice to me all the time. Jaden probably don't know her very well yet. Anderson thanks God for Daddy and Mama. I love them. Maya thanks God for my family. I love them so much, and I really want to give them flowers. I love Mom, Dad, Malia, and they love me. We thank God for all of those things. We pray also this morning for Linda Maston, for Woody Dunn, who's in the care of hospice, for George Johnson, also in the care of hospice, and for Jackie, his wife, and their family. We thank God for all those who are undergoing cancer treatment, even within our congregation. For those, we thank God and we pray to God also. For those, maybe those of you, for whom Thanksgiving and Christmas is not such a joyful time. It's a difficult time. We stand with you. We're here for you if you need it. So Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. God, we weave all of our prayers into one, thanksgivings and petitions, knowing that you've heard every prayer. And God, we pray to you the prayer that Jesus taught, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We come, I invite the ushers to come forward as we receive our tithes and our offerings. And as they come forward, maybe take a moment and just be thankful for all that God has first given to us.